Proclamation number 4934 of 13th of July, 1950. Passing the test of will in earthly life. Earthly life is only a time of trial where you shall prove to yourselves that you use your will correctly. If you pass the test, only then will you have the right life, a life which satisfies you in everything, which makes you happy because it always brings you fulfillment of your desire. But your longing is of a different kind than on earth. You first recognize how futile earthly goods were compared to the joys of the spiritual kingdom. You no longer strive for anything transient, but you recognize the value of the goods which are imperishable. But as long as you chase after material goods on earth, as long as your thoughts and intentions revolve around earthly pleasures or earthly possessions, your will still be gagged by the one who is master of the earthly world, for that is his means of winning you over, that he entices you with the pleasures of the world in order to distract you from the aim which is set for you for earthly life. But then you will hardly be able to pass the test of will and also hardly be able to enter the spiritual kingdom for eternal life after your earthly demise. For the failed test of will earn you a doubtful fate in eternity, a state of torment where you will constantly long for earthly goods in order to constantly have to recognize that they no longer exist for you, that you are therefore poor because you possess neither spiritual nor earthly goods. As long as you live on earth, you should learn to recognize the unworthiness of earthly material goods and try to detach yourselves from them. For only by turning away from them will spiritual possessions become accessible to you, because no human being can attain both at the same time and because the human being's free will has to decide which goods appear desirable to him. The human being's will is correctly used when he collects spiritual goods, when he does not allow himself to be tempted by earthly pleasures but constantly seeks contact with the spiritual world. When he renounces what the world offers him and instead allows himself to be spiritually thought of, when he therefore pays little attention to the body's wishes and instead considers the soul, when he provides it with spiritual nourishment and renounces earthly pleasures in order not to let the soul starve. If the human being seeks God, he will also allow himself to be found, because such a will is pleasing to him and assures the human being God's love and grace. Then he will have passed the test of will and successfully lived his earthly life for the soul, and then a blissful life awaits him in the spiritual kingdom which will last forever and compensate him a thousandfold for everything he missed on earth. Amen.